We have just a few days to prepare the Yom HaDin HaGadol. As we all know, the Yisod of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is one Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By being Mekabel to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is Avdus? Avdus is simply being Mekabel all mitzvahs. To be a true Eved, you follow the dictum of the Melech. The dictum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are his Torah and mitzvahs that he puts upon us to do. But the time is short. We feel a little bit panicky. What can we do? There's so much to be done. What comes to mind is the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Goy came to Hillel HaZaken and asked to be megar me, teach me kol haTorah kula regel achas. Upon which Hillel answered the famous Gemara, Omer lo, Hillel said to the ger to be, Da'aloch sani lechavrach lo savit. What you don't want a person to do to you, you should not do to your friend. Zui kol haTorah kula, Hillel said. Everything else is a pirush to this great cloud of Da'aloch Sani Lachavrach Lo Sovit. That is, V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. I want to try to give a interesting insight, perhaps a new insight, about the Hanhoga of V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, which I think could really change our lives, change our Hanhoga totally, but on the Chavero. And let me show you with a vow that we thought this man, learning Ish Mekadosh, the Gemara in Kedushin, where the Gemara brings down, also L'Ol Mekadosh Es Ha'isha Ad She'ereno. It's also for a person to do Kedushin with a lady till he meets her personally. Shema Yerba Dover Maguna V'Tizkan Olav. Brachman Omer V'Havta L'Reicha Kamocha. Thus, if you do Kedushin without meeting ahead of time, you may find a Dover Maguna, and you'll be over. And the Torah says, V'ahavta L'reicha Kamocha. Quite clear and simple. But the Riyah Zokin here on the side adds, V'tiskana, you may find a Dover Maguna, V'yisna eno, and you'll come to hate her. To be over the love of Losisna. Before she raised the Shaila, well, if there's a concern of violating the lav, a lav is more chomer than an essay, as we know. One has to spend, for example, all his money not to violate a lav, where you only give a chomish, not to violate an essay. So let the Gemara say, Osher lon lekadosh isha ad she'ereno, shemet yirba dover magunah v'tzkana lo v'yavra masha kosa v'torah v'losisna achich b'vecho. The lav v'losisna, why is the Gemara present the history of V'ahavta, the bittul of V'ahavta. So perhaps we can answer the following. Avada lav is more chomer than the essay. But when we think about the lav lo sisna, I think it's fair to suggest that it's not quite likely that he'll be over this lav. Because he hadn't met the lady ahead of time, you really think he'll come to lo sisna? It's certainly a possibility, but I wouldn't think it's a likelihood. And as we know, when it comes to lavim, the Torah, go basarov. If the likelihood is that you won't violate the lav, you don't have to be choshish with the lav. Teisha chanuyas. Esa chanuyas. Teisha machabach shashchuta becha mahz and avela. You find the bus in the street, you go basarov. By the strict halacha of Shulchan Aruch, the Rav will tell you, the Mistami, you won't be over the Lav Lo Sisna. So Vaseb is Chazal Taka asked up to do Kedushin without seeing the Isha ahead of time? That's because we have a more broader concern of V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. And I think the point of V'ahavta is telling to tell us, as Hillel said, what you don't want your friend to do to you, you don't do to him. You see, people are very protective. cellular cells sometimes are oversensitive. And you would never want someone to make a move towards you that maybe may slight you in the wrong way, that maybe insults you. Even though you know it's probably not going to bother you, but if there's an angle or that's going to bother you, you don't want the person to do it to you because you feel so terrible when you get that ill feeling. You don't want people to take the chance. The same thing when you deal with other people. When you talk to people, relate to people, deal with people, you have to worry about the unexpected response or feelings of the person you're dealing with. And even though what you'll say most likely will not rub him the wrong way, but if you could honestly imagine that it may bother him, V'ahavta recha kamocha says, don't do it. Don't say it. Because you wouldn't want him to say it to you. If it may bother you, unlikely as it may be, you wouldn't want him to take the chance, so you don't talk that way to the other person. So therefore, the Gemara is mechadesh, because of the ahavta, osur l'odin mechadesh isha ad she'ra'ena. Because if he does the kedusha without seeing her, it's unlikely to come to Lo Sisna. But the ahavta says, worry about the unlikelihood when it comes to Baron Chavera. The ahavta says, worry about, be machmer. Concern yourself about the long shot. Even though by the strict letter of halacha hilchos rov, it's unlikely there'll be ill feelings. But Vahavta says if there's a chshash that that person will be slighted, or there's a chshash that you may come to Sino, you gotta be machmir and not take the chance. But because of Vahavta we're being told, you can't take that chance. And therefore it's medukta ketev. Because if Vahavta lecha kamocha, osodon nishir shishi achiyarano. Because Vahavta says, as long as there's a good, that there's a possibility, as remote as it may be, that sin may come out in this marriage, you got to worry about it. Had it not been for this new perspective of Vahavta, out the general love of Lo Sisna, like any other love in the Torah, you could be totally under probability. It probably won't result in a sinah. But Vahavta says, in Hanhoga ben Olam Chavero, when you're dealing with people's feelings, worry about the unlikelihood. Worry about the possibility that this episode may bring hard feelings. Now, I think this is such an important lesson in Anahoga ben Olam Chavero, in everyday affairs. As I said, when you talk to someone, think twice before what you say. Because often your natural reaction to say a certain thing to a comment to a friend, oh, it's not going to bother him. But when you think twice, you may realize it probably won't bother him, but you may realize, you know, it may bother him. And V'ahavta l'recha kamocha says, worry about that. Worry that it may bother him. And that chashash is mechayev you to refrain from saying that comment. And this Hanukkah expresses itself in action as well. You could give examples one after another. Do you ever think twice when you ask a person at the table, hey, can you pour me a drink? Not one of your family members. You have a guest, you're a group of people together, friends, acquaintances, distant relatives, and you ask, can you pour me a drink? Well, most people don't mind being asked to pour a drink, but I want to tell you something. There are certain people that sometimes they get a little slighted. They say, what, you're asking me to serve you? Yeah, people think like that. Not everyone, but there are people like that. Now, before you approach the person asking for that drink, stop a moment and assess this individual. He may be a person that may be rubbed the wrong way. And then you have to not ask him for that favor. You notice this in Haga. I've noticed this in Haga by Greg Doivim, Tzadikim. They're so careful talking to people that they're sure that what they're going to say, there's not a chshash that it's not going to rub the person the wrong way. It won't belate him. It won't insult him. I remember Rabbeinu Zichrono Lebracha was so zohar in how he talked to people. I mean, he had a different hanogah besides what we're talking about. He was worried, took the idea of never to be nenef from another person. But aside from that, it seems like whatever he would say it in a way that there's no chshash, the person who may be slightly offended. If he had a chshash, the person we belated, he wouldn't say it. And this is an hanogah that we should live with. And in particularly, when you're dealing with a person that you could say that you got the edge over him, that you're a little bit on a higher standard, higher quality person, and he's a little bit maybe on the lower end of the scale. Those are the people you have to be extra special careful about, that what you say should not maybe rub it the wrong way, because they are more prone for sensitivity. If you're a manager of an office and you're talking to one of your workers, they're going to be more sensitive to the way you talk to them. Don't think, oh, well, this is how I talk to my friends. I could talk to my workers like this. They're more prone, maybe, to be slighted by what you have to say, by the tone of voice of how you say it. Think twice before you say, and think the tone and how you're going to say it. Kol marachim al abriyas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu marachim olav. I think this idea could be extended to this idea we just mentioned. When you have that extra chumra of rachmanis, that extra chumra of hergeshin and b'nei chavera, and your choshish, maybe the person may be slighted, and you're careful about that maneuver, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give back the same midas rachmanis. If somebody's sitting behind you and he asks you a question, and you naturally would think you would respond, a short response, and you don't want to bother turning around and looking at his face and giving the response. Most people don't mind that, but sometimes people are insulted by that. Take the effort, turn around, look at the person in his face. That's an important meter when you have a conversation, when you have a dialogue with people. Don't look in one direction and talk to the person. Talk to the person in the face. Yeah, a lot of people don't care, but there are people that really makes a difference. Worry that maybe this person is that type of a person. Be machmer. Be choshish l'chumra. As we said, Hillel says, ze klal gadol b'Torah, ze kol haTorah kula, and the rest is zush l'pirish, to v'haf l'recha kamocha. And with this in mind, we should each try to mechazek ourselves in this midah, to be very sensitive and cautious and considerate in all our dealings with our friends, to think twice before we say something, to think twice how we're going to say it. And with this, I think we'll have a great Sanegur to help us in Yom HaMishpat HaGadol v'Hanora. The matzav is very schwer. The Alter of Slobodka used to say, "Aseres Mei Tshuva is an Eis Sarah of Klal Yisrael." Rosh Hashanah, the Emes Adin is Noiva Aron. We must, because the whole year is dependent on these next days. Kadosh Baruch Hu should mezaka us, we should mechazak ourselves in all avodas Hashem, ubifrat. In the midah ben on chavero, u'befrat, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, to be machmer, to be choshish, for the possibility that maybe the person may not respond to the way that you would want to respond. And with that, we should be zeicher to a good geben shiurich, simich simatovah to all of you and all Klal Yisrael. Kol tov.